And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Ferret Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are David Rouse with Oakwood Homes. We have the town of Chino Valley, Cecilia Gritman, and Danielle Feller with the Chino Valley Equestrian Center. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is Lorette Brashear with KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley. I'm here talking to my first guest, David Rouse with Oakwood Homes. Hey, David, how are you?
Doing great. Good afternoon, Quad Cities.
Good afternoon, Quad Cities. So, we understand there's something big happening tomorrow at your location.
Yeah,
and I mean big,
mixer,
right?
Yeah, Chino Valley Chamber Mixer.
Chino Valley Chamber Mixer.
That's right.
So. We're excited about that.
Yes, very much so.
We did it last time, and the weather was a little bit...
It was a little iffy back in October.
Right.
So, we were helping the drought that day, and there's not so much anymore, so...
And, you know, we still had a great turnout.
We had, what, over 50 people?
Absolutely.
And we ended up doing it in one of our models. And we filled that model.
You know, and that's what was so great about it was, you know, having all those people and you could actually really look and see, even though we had over 50 people there.
Correct.
it didn't feel like that. I mean, it was spacious. There was a lot of room in there.
Yep.
And it's kind of amazing because, like, you know, we talked before, you know, when you think of a modular home or prefabulous.
Right. Prefabulous.
I learned that from you.
That's right.
So any of these prefabulous homes, you really start seeing how well built they are now and how much space there is.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of amazing when you're just sit back and go, wow, there's 50 people here in the kitchen, but it didn't feel crowded or, you know, claustrophobic or anything.
Yeah, we had a full-time, we had that guy in there doing the barbecue for us.
Oh, that's right, Craig's.
Yeah. Craig's barbecue. He took up the whole kitchen and we still had plenty of room.
Still had plenty of room. There were still people walking around. There was an island.
Yep.
There was a kitchen table.
Yep.
So there was more than enough room.
Yep.
So what made you guys decide to do a chamber mixer?
We like doing chamber mixers just to show that we're an active member of our chamber, that we're proud to, you know, operate and sell homes right here in Chino Valley, Arizona.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
And there's got to be some benefits to doing a mixer.
Of course. Of course there is. Plenty of that benefit, obviously, is word of mouth. You know, getting a lot of the other local businesses coming in, seeing what kind of business we run, because they serve a lot of customers on a daily basis, who talk to a lot of people on a daily basis, who know a lot of people on a daily basis, who then...
Word of mouth.
That's right. That is the best way to get business in Northern Arizona.
And it's so true. I have so many chamber members that, you know, are wanting to do it.
Right.
But any word of advice, because a lot of them are kind of scared. They're thinking, uh-oh, this is going to cost me a lot of money or, you know. So what word of advice do you have?
Well, for one, it's not like you do these things, you know, a week away. So when you're, So you have months to plan these things. I mean, when we did the October chamber mixer, we signed up for this one then. So we had 5 months to think about it. So then you just learn from previous ones, get ideas. If you're a certain business that has a lot of vendors or other people that use your business, use them. Give them the opportunity to show up for door prizes or, you know, and talk to people. And then, plan a little budget here and there and get some ideas. And then, it's not as bad as you would think. And then the opportunity to get to see everybody else that you live and work around in your community for a couple hours. Yeah.
And it's a great exposure, too,
for
your business.
Absolutely.
Because it gives people the chance to know about your business.
Correct.
To walk into your business.
Correct.
And, like you said, word of mouth.
Correct.
And I always encourage people. Right now, we have a few openings still for mixers.
Okay.
So I like to encourage people, you know, hey, if you're thinking about it or if you're on the verge. Because, you know, people are kind of going, well, it's a bit scary.
Right.
You know, it's scary to host your mixer. But it's actually not.
No.
It's no different than probably hosting a Sunday night at your house.
Correct. And if you're a little shy, Miss Lorette over here is a great spokesperson.
I'm just as shy.
She will get out there and help you speak at your mixer. I don't have that problem in my mixer. I have no problem getting up for everybody and talking. But I've been to a few mixers to where you kind of ran the show a little bit because whomever was hosting was a little shy. It was their first time, and you held their hand all the way through. So.
And that's what we do.
Yeah.
So I don't want to just throw them to the wolves and say, here.
Correct.
Laters. You know, it's not anything. We don't do it that way.
Correct.
It's definitely, you know, walking you through the process.
Correct.
And making sure that you know what's going on from A to Z.
Yeah.
And you guys, I'm so excited to have you hosting another mixer with us.
Yeah, we have a lot planned for tomorrow evening. It sounds like we got a lot of people that are wanting to show up.
Absolutely.
Right now, we have about 11 homes on our lot. But unfortunately, a few of them are on the way out to go live
already,
somewhere. And
so
we have
fast.
A couple of them that aren't put together yet. So we're going to have about 5 that we planned on having open and available for people to come out and kind of take a look around tomorrow. They're going to be staged. They have, you know, the furniture in them.
Ooh.
Power will be on. So you can kind of go in and,
kind
of see that our product is top-notch product. I mean, it's tough to now say trailer. No, these aren't trailers. These are homes.
So, well, prefabulous.
Prefabulous.
Since he told me that, I call everything prefabulous.
Prefabulous. That's right.
I honestly
have to have the snap with it or something.
Prefabulous.
That's right.
I love it. Yeah, I actually do. I every time I see it, I'm like, oh, Dave told me
that's
prefabulous.
Right. Prefabulous.
And it stuck with me, and I love it. So now, you know, anyone walks in the chamber and they're looking for, you know, information on homes and anything like that, I always say, here's some information on the prefabulous
homes. That's right.
And they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. And affordable. You know, our price per square foot, you know, like you were talking in the one home that, you know, is real spacious. Yeah, we put these deals together. It's a brand new home. Now it takes a little bit of time.
Right.
But you're still going to have, you know, your price per square foot, and you're going to end up in a nice, beautiful home that's going to last you a lifetime.
It will.
Yeah. It's a product you can comfortably hand down to
and
your children,
so
and it's
nice.
Going to be in great shape. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, they're made top quality.
Correct.
And you can see that when you're touring these homes, and it's a great idea.
Yep.
You know, tour, even opening the closets, I was like, wow, I wish I had this in my home.
Yep.
The bathrooms,
yep.
I was jealous. I was like, I wish I had that tub
oh, yeah.
in my home.
Yep.
It really was.
And one of the fortunate parts that we do is we get great support from the two factories that we use. One of them is down in Buckeye.
Okay.
And that is our Clayton Manufacturing. And then we also build homes out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's called
wow.
our Karsten Homes.
The 505.
And tomorrow, our rep from Karsten's going to be here.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you come by and you want to ask questions, talk about upgrades, certain features or non-features you can do in our homes, he's going to be here to help answer those questions.
Great.
So, yeah.
So you can get, you know, find out about everything that's going on
yep.
at Oakwood Homes.
Yep.
And like you said, it's a one-stop shop.
It is. I got a lender that's going to be there tomorrow, too.
Oh, fantastic.
So, which is a local lender. Their
oh.
office is in Prescott, so they're going to be there to help answer any questions if there's any necessary. Like I said, our plant rep, one of our plant reps, our MDM, is going to be there answering any questions on any of the product. That's his product, obviously, the Karsten Homes.
Right.
And we'll have three of those open and available for customers to look at tomorrow.
So everybody tomorrow can just kind of walk around and
well, the idea, yeah, we're going to try to, you know, have everyone come in. We'll have some munchies, some, you know, door prizes, the fun stuff. Going to have a DJ there.
Snacks, yeah, yes,
we're
DJ.
We're going to have some music blaring. We're going to have everyone have the opportunity, if they want, to kind of walk around, look at the homes a little bit, ask questions.
Right.
You know, get some information if they're looking or know someone that's looking. And then we'll get everyone together for kind of like a little bit of a wrap-up.
And even if you don't know someone that's looking, it's funny how, you know, the last time we did this, I walked around. I really got a chance to really see it.
Right.
And then a couple days later, it's like I had somebody ask me about it. And I'm like, oh, you know, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I do remember. And this is actually a great contact.
Yeah, our last chamber mixer, that's a good way to bring that up. I can't remember how many of the people that were there that day came up to us afterwards. I can't believe the quality of your homes.
Yes.
They were floored by, these aren't trailers anymore. These are homes.
And that's what was really great is having, like you said, word of mouth.
Correct.
You know, so that really helped a lot.
And part of that word of mouth is our customer service.
Absolutely.
Your after you move in service. How we work on trying to keep our, you know, our survey percent at 100%. So that way it's a bragging. We're
yes.
proud of it. Yeah.
You should be proud
yeah.
of it. Especially customer service nowadays. Have to say it's really gone down
yep.
the tube.
Yeah. Our management team has been in this business their whole lives. We are
that's
corporately
fantastic.
Owned and operated. So you have many avenues for if questions. And yeah, when you move in, it's like you have a whole big team behind you.
Right.
It really is.
And I grew up, you know, customer service is number one. You should always treat the customer with
that's
respect.
Correct. Yep.
And that's just my motto and how
yeah.
I grew up in the business world. And it's so changed.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely changed. You know, even going to, I'm short, so.
Vertically challenged.
Everything that I need is always on the high shelf. And it's quite amazing that you go and ask people, you know, hey, you know, that work at that store, can somebody help me?
Right.
And the response is like deer in headlights.
Yeah.
Why?
You just inconvenienced
yourself, lady. Completely.
Right.
So now when anyone does do great customer service, I always feel great, you know.
Correct.
Thank you for the wonderful customer service. I'll even send a thank you card.
Right.
You know, just because they went over and beyond.
Yep. Someone's there. They're the reason.
Right.
For us being here to take care of them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So we've got a mixer tomorrow.
Mixer tomorrow. Our location, we are at 3280 North Highway 89. So we are a block north of Road 4 North on the left side. So we're across the street from like Feral Gas.
Chino Glass.
Chino Glass is right there. So yeah, Drill Tech.
So from the last roundabout, where do we go? Like a mile up?
Yeah, a little bit up. Not even a mile. It's
not
probably like quarter to a half mile up and on the left.
Okay.
You'll see one of our big beautiful homes kind of staring at you.
And
there.
We definitely have signs
yes.
on the way and say,
yep.
you know, chamber
yep.
mixer here.
Yep.
So it's tomorrow from
5 o'clock. We're going to start at 5. We'll run to about 6:30 or so. I mean, the sun's
right.
been setting about then. We'll kind of play it by ear. So if you have any questions, again, also our phone number 928-636-9000. And of course our website, which is going to be www.oakwoodonestop.com. We are on Facebook, so like us on Facebook. And, of course, we're on the Chino Valley website.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, David Rouse with Oakwood Homes. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Napa Know How.
This month, at your local Napa Auto Care Center, when you get a premium oil change with a cabin air filter, you also get a $15 mail-in rebate, which means the pros do the job and you get paid. Wait, what? Get your premium oil change and a cabin air filter and save $15 at Napa Auto Care. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. I'm here with my next guest, Danielle Feller, with the Chino Valley Equestrian Center. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. It's great to be back.
Perfect. So what is the Chino Valley Equestrian Center? You know, is it... Rumor has it that there's something out there that's, you know, way out there in Old Home Manor that nobody really knows about.
Well, it used to be the old rodeo grounds back in the 90s from the Chino Valley Rodeo Association, who left it, and it sat vacant for many years. And I saw it out there and when I moved here and felt that we needed to resurrect it and make a horse show facility.
So you guys have resurrected the old rodeo grounds.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Finally.
Yes, it's up and running, and we've done two years worth of little shows and gymkhanas, and it's growing and building, and we're about ready to start our next set of gymkhanas.
Oh, so I have to ask, I'm not a horse person, definitely been a rodeo girl, but I don't know what a gymkhana is.
Well, I had to learn it, too, because I came from the hunter-jumper world, but it's where they do a series of different races, and barrel races, pole bending, and other different kind of races, that it's all a time
so it's just different types of races.
Yes.
And that's what's a gymkhana.
Yes.
Ooh, word of the day. I love it. I feel so much smarter now. Gymkhana, can you use it other than horses, or does it only have to be used with horses?
I don't know.
Like, can you say, like, you know, I've got a gymkhana of marathons this weekend or something?
I've never heard it used otherwise.
Me neither. Okay. Well, that's all right. It was a little bit of a stretch. So what do you guys have going on? So it's the Chino Valley Equestrian Center.
It's the Chino Valley Equestrian Park.
Okay.
We actually have Chino Valley Equestrian Association, which is the group that has organized itself and is building and promoting the Chino Valley Equestrian Park.
Wow. And you guys have 80 acres, is that
yes.
correct? Yes. And still building. So
we've only used a very small part. We're using about 10 acres of that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's all right. There's room to plan for the future and to keep growing.
Yeah, we have a 10-year, it started out as a 10-year three-phase plan. Now it's about a 17-phase plan. But all it takes is money and volunteers. And so we're slowly getting that. But we have our main arena for now that for the Gymkhanas and horse shows and roping events can go on there as an actual rodeo arena. And then we have a warm-up arena right next to it.
Oh, wow.
And area for parking and everything we need for that. But we are going to build it and make it so there's a lot. It could be up to 6 or 7 arenas
wow.
that can all function at the same time.
And I know, speaking of building, that you guys were building something new. And I'm going to butcher it. I think it was called a bird's nest.
A crow's nest.
Crow's nest. Well, oh, I was close. Right. Close. But so a crow's nest.
It got put on hold a little bit
okay.
from... The weather.
Yeah.
So, but a crow's nest is basically, it's going to be an office, horse show office on the bottom, and then up on top is where the announcer sits. So we can look down on the arena and see what all that's going on.
Oh, and get to
so
see
it's kind of like the bird's eye view.
Gotcha.
So
that's why
right.
I was thinking bird's nest. And no wonder I've talked to other contractors and they're looking at me like they have no idea what I'm talking about.
It's a horse show thing.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Rodeo thing.
Perfect. Crow's nest. I'll remember that from now on. So you guys are doing that, building that.
We will be building it. We're looking for donations for the lumber, actually.
Okay.
We have a contractor, Brad Miller, with High Desert Construction, I think it is, who has offered his time to build it for
wow.
us and has given us all the list we have for lumber, and we're just trying to get it donated. So we're working with the different hardware companies. So if anybody out there wants to help donate lumber, that's
yes.
what we need.
You know, and what about like scrap lumber? Because sometimes, you know, like you do these big projects like flooring. You mm-hmm. know, when I did my flooring in the house, I had so much left over.
If it's good new lumber and
gotcha.
It's left over, yeah, we can use that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I would say, you know.
Yeah, so
anything.
If anybody's got scrap lumber, that could at least help us get started. And then, you know, if we need to purchase the rest, we have a better chance at it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so and that's going on. And then you said you've got your races coming up.
We do. We have a little subdivision within the Chino Valley Equestrian Association.
Ooh.
That is the Chino Valley Equestrian Park Speedsters.
Speedsters.
Yes, because they're all about races.
So, gotcha. And this is obviously with horses.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is, they're going to be putting on their own Gymkhanas. So it's, we have a 5-series saddle series coming up, and we already have sponsors for the saddles. We have some barrel sponsors and arena sponsors.
Wow.
So people are really coming forward on this, which is great. It's all being sponsored. And the dates for it are, our first one is going to be this Saturday, coming up March 23rd, and then April 27th, June, we won't have anything in, yeah, April 27th, and then June 1st, June 29th, and July 13th. And then after that, we'll have a banquet.
So is this for people that want to come and watch or people that you're recruiting to be in the show?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, it's free
okay.
to come and watch. And, you know, it's a great family event. We're looking for the competition has many levels. We have age divisions.
Wow.
Starting at 10 and under and then 11 through 13, 14 through 17, 18 through 49, and 50 and over. And
wow.
ironically, last year, our biggest classes were the 10 and unders and the 50 and overs.
Yeah, I would say so. Exactly. And so anybody can come out, watch these races.
Yes.
And get to see, and are they doing, I mean, jumping barrels, going through as fast as they can?
They're not jumping anything.
Oh,
it's
man.
All Western riding. Well, you
yeah.
can do it. I was considering doing some barrel racing on my big jumping horse who's now retired and just do the barrels, but I didn't get it together yet. But it's barrel racing, pole bending, and then there's each of the 5 events will have those 2 classes in it, and then like a bonus class of a different pattern for a
race. So it'd just be fun to watch.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And it's fun to see all the ages. And then we also have a lead line division for the little kids that are learning to ride.
Oh, cute.
And that's where it all starts.
Yep.
And we have that. And then we also have two walk trot divisions, one for 18 and under and one for 18 and over. So people that are just learning how to do all this, they don't have to compete with the speeding ones.
Right. Okay. So they can go like a non-speed turtle.
Right. Yeah, and so they still get judged on their time, but it's not crucial with the time. But the main thing is staying on the pattern.
Okay, yeah. So kind of for beginners.
Yeah, it's
a
great
learning.
I would
totally be in that class. I guess you need to own a horse first.
Or have somebody that is willing to let you use their horse. A lot of people, you know, do that. And we don't have any horses to offer, but we have the facility to offer.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you guys do open horse riding, too.
We have open riding for members. And members, the membership is very inexpensive right now. For a family, it's $35. For an individual rider, it's $25. And open riding is on Saturdays and Thursday mornings for a few hours. The hours vary depending on the weather.
And that's completely affordable. So a family is it four plus? Can it be, or, you know, how many members are you including?
Families are the adults and any children under 18 living at home.
Okay. So anyone under 18 plus the adults, that's a one family pass, basically.
Yes.
And that's $35 for the year or quarterly?
For the year.
Wow.
Yeah. And our year runs from January to December, so we're into the already into the year.
But it's not too late to sign up.
No, it's still early in the year.
And you can definitely, and it's just basically getting a family pass or an individual pass.
Yes.
So if you have a horse or you have a friend that, you know, has a horse and probably can't, you know, maintain them or, so this would be a great way to say, hey, I can at least take them out to...
Right, and it gives you a place to take your horse. Most people ride in their own backyards or do trail riding.
Wow.
But it's a place that you can take your horse if you have a young horse that you're training or you just want to have a new place to go.
There is definitely a lot of land out there. So do you have to stay within the arena or can you horse around?
Right now it's kind of undeveloped, but, you know, you can do trail ride. You can go around the whole property. We have no fence line. But eventually we will have a bridle path within the perimeter of our fence line. But, yeah, you can go and ride there now.
Well, Chino Valley, we are known for, you know, horse people, and definitely. I love horses. I've never owned one. I've owned everything
never
but
too late.
A horse. You know, I currently have a 2.5-year-old.
And she can start the lead line classes.
You can start the walk trot.
And then you guys would grow with it.
I'd grow with a horse. Do we start with mini horses? Work our way up? Because I feel like a horse would be way too much.
No, they're smaller horses.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah, well, you know, growing up on a farm, we did cows and pigs and goats, but we never did horses.
Everything but.
And I don't know why.
Well, now you need to do horses.
Definitely.
And you've got a place to come out and ride.
Exactly. So, you know, because we do get a lot of members that do come into the chamber or just, you know, people visiting. Mm-hmm. And they're asking, you know, where can I ride? But do you have to be a member to ride out there?
To ride on the property, yes.
Yes, they have to be a member.
Or if you come to if there's a horse show going on, you would just have to sign a waiver if you don't choose to be a member. But it's so inexpensive, it kind of...
And
you
let
go
me ask
to events, you've already paid for it.
We get another big question that I get all the time at the chamber is, I want to ride a horse, but I don't have a horse. So what's your recommendation on that?
Well, there's different places that they do horse rentals. We can go out on trail rides or different training places where the trainers have horses to give the lessons on. We actually do not have that. We are just building a facility where you can come ride and then leave. Eventually, when we have the big week-long horse shows or weekend horse shows, we will have some stalls there for boarding just for that, but we will not ever have boarding year-round.
And when we went out in your Jeep and kind of did that tour, you were saying, like, you know, one area that you guys want to develop is where they ride almost like chariots, and I'm butchering it. Right. I know it is.
Well, it's horse and carriage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a carriage society has events
that's
of their
so
own
neat.
For that. But yeah, we're going to have the high end of the property will be developed into the it'll be a combined course for combined jumping and driving.
So it's like it is exactly like the horse and carriage. So people ride in their carriages. That's just I love the idea.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it.
Competitive sports with it, where it's like timed events, the same thing, but you're doing it behind the horses.
Wow.
In your carriage.
See, I learned so much from you, and this is great. Like I said, I haven't been in the horse world, so
stick with me. You'll learn it all.
I know. I can tell you all about rodeos, being from Texas, but the only component that was always missing was the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really great knowing that we have the Chino Valley Equestrian Park out here.
Yes.
And you guys, like I said, are newer to Chino Valley, but and developing that area.
Right. We're just into our third year.
That's
so
fantastic.
So we've kind of been building from nothing. We resurrected the old arena, did a lot of cleanups. At least you can see it now, and we're enhancing it.
And for people that haven't been out to the old fairgrounds, because that's, one of the common things is, we just let that fairgrounds go to waste. But they don't realize that there's something there now. We've actually, you guys have resurrected it, and it looks beautiful out there.
No, thank you.
There's so much going on out there. When we took that tour and I got a chance to see your facility, I didn't realize that all that was there.
Right. People just don't know because it's such big open land. But 80 acres, it's like even when I drive out there with you, it was like, wow, you have to be reminded how big it is.
How big it is, yeah. Exactly.
We have plans for all of it.
And what's great is you guys, even everything that was already existing is what you kind of used,
yes.
that was usable.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of, wow, this existed out here. This was here. It was a diamond in a rough.
Right. And I've seen pictures of activities out there when they had a lot of competitions going out there and rodeos, and it was quite something.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And now it's completely, changed. You guys put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in there.
Yeah.
How many board members do you guys have now?
We have 9.
So 9. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are doing really well.
Yeah.
And establishing.
And we're taking in volunteers, people that want to come and help.
How do I become a volunteer?
You can just come to our website, which is cvequestrianpark.com, or see us on Facebook, which is Chino Valley Equestrian Park. Stop by. We're at 2208 Equestrian Way in Old Hole Manor.
Right, and you're the one behind.
We're in a building that we're sharing with Public Works right now, so we are on the side closest to the arena.
Closest to the arena. I know when you told me that, I actually still went in the wrong door because I didn't think that there was a back door.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
it's just a
now
building,
that
yeah.
you say closest to the arena, now it clicks. Oh, I get it. But it is a gorgeous facility. It's a gorgeous area. Like you said, you're looking for volunteers and also members.
Yes, membership, because we are a membership-driven organization. We're basing everything off our membership dues and any sponsorships and donations.
Donations.
Which we've been very fortunate to get some. It's just not enough to do all that we need to do, so we're making baby steps, but we are progressing.
So what kind of donations are you guys looking for?
Well, we're looking at monetary, obviously.
Money.
But, we need tractor, we need trucks, we need equipment to
So
build
even if people have this equipment just for a little while to kind of loan it to you guys.
That would be fantastic.
That would be great. So, Chino Valley Equestrian Park.
Yes.
You guys have your event coming up on?
March 23rd, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Open to the public.
So
we'll have a catering truck there, so we will have
food.
The Hitchin House Barbecue will be providing food.
So there'll be food,
does a great job,
and some snacks and drinks,
a little bit of everything.
So come out and support the local Chino Valley Equestrian Park and check out the different. What were they called again?
Gymkhanas.
And that way you get to see everything that's going on. Well, Danielle, tell us how we can get a hold of you one more time.
You can go to our website, cvequestrianpark.com, or see us on Facebook. We have an office number. It's area code 928-636-3242. Leave a message and I'll be calling you back.
They'll call them right back. Well, we have, thank you so much, Danielle Feller with the Chino Valley Equestrian Park, and we're so glad to have had you today.
Thank you very much. It was
no
nice to be
problem.
Back.
Stay tuned for our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
The view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Plants are a lot like puppies. They need care, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Water 744 All-Purpose Plant Food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants with the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 All-Purpose Plant Food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Want to give to help those in need but aren't sure about the best way to do so? The Prescott Valley Police Department has a solution.
The department has come up with Better Bucks, which can be bought at Stepping Stones on 2nd Street in Prescott Valley or the department facility on Skoog Boulevard. Each buck is worth $5 and can be used to buy food, toiletries, and even pet food. Prescott Valley Police Officer Rachel Montague explains,
with the onset of warmer weather, there will be an increase of those asking for money, and many of us want to give but aren't sure if giving cash is the most helpful. Contact the Prescott Valley Police Department at 928-772-5149.
No change is given at cash registers, and items bought through this program cannot be refunded. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Tampa Bay Lightning is far and away the best team in the NHL, and they host the Arizona Coyotes tonight. You can tune in for the broadcast, joined in progress at 5 o'clock on KQ&A. Mostly sunny with a possible stray afternoon shower today. Sunny tomorrow, cooling after bedtime to around 39, with highs near 66 tomorrow in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with showers and a big cool down moving in Wednesday through Friday, with highs dropping to near 60 Wednesday, 50 Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling while you sleep tonight to a mostly clear 43, sunny highs tomorrow near 73, showers cooling Wednesday's and Thursday's highs to 70 and 60, warming back up Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and we're here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. And I'm here with my next guest, Cecilia Gritman, Town Manager for the Town of Chino Valley. How are you?
I'm good, Lorette. Thank you for having me on today.
No problem. Thanks for being here. So we know there's quite a bit of things that are coming up in the town. But you've got something going on this week.
Right. Starting this Thursday evening, we have our Citizens Academy. I think this may be our seventh year that we've had it.
Wow. So Citizens Academy, what exactly does that, what is it? I'm intrigued.
Okay. Good. I hope more people are.
Definitely. Citizens Academy. It sounds like something I should be a part of because I am a citizen and I love school. Right?
Yeah, and it's kind of geared for both, although it's not mandatory that you show up. It's an eight-week-long course, I guess, that the town helps sponsor with the benefit of the chamber to educate citizens or anybody who's interested in kind of civic things that happen in your community.
Kind of, you know, what's going on in Chino Valley? You know, what? How does this get accomplished? Or who, you know, what's the haps, I guess, is what...
Yeah, what's happening.
What's happening in Chino Valley? And it's very true, and this is a great time for people to sign up and understand, you know, because there's so many people that say, well, what is there to do in Chino? Or is there anything, anybody I can contact in Chino? Do I know anybody? And this is the perfect opportunity for them to kind of get their questions answered and to learn about the town.
Yeah, and there is a lot to learn. I think running a small town is complicated, as complicated as even a larger town. But it's not just about the town. We also bring in the fire district. We bring in the school district, other nonprofits. Everybody kind of gets a night where they showcase some of the things that they do that they are all involved in our community.
Right, and get to learn a little bit about the history of Chino. Mm-hmm. So, which in itself is fantastic. Chino Valley is turning 50, yes. 2020. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really great, you know, idea to kind of get some history down and, you know, buckle down and learn about where you live, basically.
Yeah, it seems like every year we have anywhere between usually 15 to 25 students. Most of them, a lot of them are new, but sometimes we get some that, I've been here for 20 years, I had no idea.
Right. You know. So it's new to the area, relocated, or, you know, like I said, been here for a very long time, just never had the opportunity to do that class.
And if you don't mind, I don't mind putting it out there that it's a great opportunity if anybody's looking to ever run for a public seat. And I know our council, they're seated until December of 2020 right. anyway, but... You know, if you want to learn about how it works and what all the machinations are, it's a great place to kind of figure out what is planning and zoning, what's their role, what do they do, what does a council do, when do they have meetings, you know, where do they start and where does staff start, and, you know, how do they interact. It's a very interesting 8 weeks.
It definitely is, and it's 8 weeks every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday night for the next 8 weeks. So the first one's coming up this Thursday.
This Thursday.
And then it's 8 weeks running after that.
Correct.
So, and it, like you said, it's a great opportunity for people to kind of just come learn about Chino. You know, I just moved to Chino, but I've worked in Chino quite a bit. And I am definitely one of the people that is attending the course because there is a lot to learn.
There is a lot. One of the favorite nights by most students is the night when they have the chief of police and they get a chance to go to the court. They get the dog shows up. They get to work with the dog. And they just talk at the fire chiefs there that night, too. So those are just a little bit different class. It's a little bit more hands-on than just sitting in the chair and listening.
Yeah. But hands-on is great. And, you know, I see that one of your guest speakers is the town of Chino Valley's Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different historical buildings in Chino alone.
There are. And she gives a great rundown of everything from Del Rio to the Billy Wells property. I mean, all the old things that
have occurred
in Chino.
And then you've got one of the other nights that is scheduled is the town of Chino Valley, all the town council and administrative people. So that in and alone is great to know because there are people that say, well, I have this problem. Who do I go to?
Mm-hmm. And I think last year we had probably 6 council members who showed up for that night, and it was a real casual evening, and we just sat around kind of in a big old circle, and several of our council members pretty much grew up here, and so they shared, when people talk about, oh, you know, I love Chino, but I hate to see the growth, and they said, well, you know, when I was here when I was 8, none of you guys were here, so where do we shut the door?
Right, point?
Yeah.
And that's really great, because it is one-on-one, and you do mm-hmm. get a chance to see the mayor, mm-hmm. You get a chance to talk to you, and get a chance to talk to everybody within the town.
Yeah, and it's actually our current mayor, Daryl Croft, who started this program many years ago in conjunction with the chamber. He was a council member at the time.
Oh, fantastic.
And said, you know, we need to start doing the Citizens Academy, and we've done it ever since.
And that's just how it was born.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then you said students, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, getting people signed up. So at the end of this, do you get, like, a diploma?
Yeah, you actually will be recognized at a town council meeting. You will get a diploma.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That alone, I mean, sign me up. I'm I definitely love diplomas. And so you just said you'll get recognized at
it. So you're on TV.
Exactly. Ooh, come on,
there
people.
You go.
You're going to want to sign up to get that diploma and be on TV.
Yeah.
So that alone is great. Plus, like you said, it's different nights. Every night you're going to learn something different. I see that there are service clubs and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times you move into Chino, whether you're young or old, and you're saying, I want to join a club.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's some out there, but, you know, it's hard to kind of figure out what club.
You know, I kind of went through that. And it was one night, actually, when I was listening to all the different service clubs, that I kind of narrowed it down to which ones I wanted to join, and it really helped me. But it was nice having them all there kind of do their
right,
spiel.
Right, because when other, you know, otherwise you have to go out and sit at mm-hmm. one of their meetings, decide whether or not you like it. But for that night alone, that's worth $1 million. I mean, just $1 million in gold, because I had to do that. I went from, okay, let's go see this place. Let's go see mm-hmm. this place. Are these guys a good fit? And just to have it all right then and there one night, would have been fabulous, because you guys have Rotary, the Lions Club, the Lionesses Club, Friends of the Library, the Elks. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, keeps going.
Of all the different organizations you can volunteer at or become members at. And I think that's really great, and it's great value for the community, too, to see that. And then you've got Chino Valley in the future. So what's up and coming going on in Chino?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, this is valuable information, because I'm telling people, please sign up, do the Citizens Academy. And because we get so many people in the office going, well, what's going to happen in the future? Is there going to be town growth? Are you building this? I heard, you know, there was another mm-hmm. grocery store. When is that coming? So this is really a great time to kind of figure out what's going on for the 50th, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning 50. What's happening?
Mm-hmm. And we have a council retreat that we're having tomorrow, where we talk about a strategic plan. So like you were saying, in the future, not only do they look at this year and what we've done and
right.
next year, but they look 2 years out, 5 years out.
What's coming up.
Yeah, what's coming up.
So it's really a great way to get the inside scoop, the 411. Know what's going on here in Chino Valley. If you're one of those people and you're saying, I don't know anything that's happening in Chino and I live there, this is your chance, this is your moment to sign up and sign up for the Citizens Academy and get educated. Learn about the town that you live in. And if you don't live in Chino and just interested in Chino because you might be living there one day or moving, this is the time to do it. How do they register?
They can register online through the Chino Valley Chamber website. It's www.chinovalley.org. And we're taking registrations up until the last minute. So.
Absolutely. So, and it's free.
Yep, free.
So you can register for the Chino Valley Citizens Academy, the Spring Citizen Academy 2019. And it's
starts March 21st, this Thursday.
Through May 9th. And the classes are starts at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that's plenty of time to run home, grab a snack.
It's okay if you're a minute late. We'll always have coffee and some kind of treat there.
Oh, I'm down. You said coffee, treats, I'm there. And a diploma at the end, yep. You had me there. I will be there, definitely. So thank you so much for being here.
You bet. Thank you.
And letting us know
about
it. Yes, so sign up for the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. Like we said, it's March 21st through May 9th. For more information, visit chinovalley.org. Stay tuned. We have more coming up on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
The laughs continue at Cliff Castle Casino with free comedy the first and third Thursday of every month. Join us this Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. as Cliff Castle Casino welcomes David Spolaris and Matt Stofsky. David is incredibly quick-witted and uses his talent of singing, funny voices, dialects, and impersonation ability with his comical view. Matt cracks some jokes and takes your sorrows away. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. Thanks for joining us today. My guests today were David Rouse with Oakwood Homes. We have Town Manager Cecilia Gritman with the Town of Chino Valley and Danielle Feller with the Chino Valley Equestrian Center. So this is the time where you take out your phones or take out your calendars, and here's what's coming up. March 19th, which is tomorrow, we have our Chino Valley Business and Networking Mixer. That's the mixer you don't want to miss, and it's held at Oakwood Homes. On April 3rd is our Business and Networking Luncheon, and the topic for this luncheon is Facebook marketing. So if you're out there, you're looking for how do I get my Facebook more noticed, this is the luncheon for you, April 3rd. So sign up and register for more information on all of our upcoming events. Visit www.chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A, Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.